John Conroy is a Chicago-based journalist who's spent considerable time over the past 10 years reporting from Northern Ireland. He's just written a book called Belfast Diary, War as a Way of Life. Book critic John Leonard has this review.
We don't really want to think about Belfast any more than we want to think about Beirut or any place else where they kill children in God's name, where politics is a disease and religion is terrorism. Certainly John Conroy, a Chicago journalist who's written for most of the respectable newspapers and magazines here and in Canada, hadn't expected to make a career of it when he first went to Northern Ireland in 1977. But he returned in 1980 on an Alicia Patterson Fellowship, and then again each year thereafter, to study how ordinary life adapts to a world of permanent war. He lost his objectivity and found this book. Unlike, say, Joan Didion's visits to El Salvador and Miami, Belfast Diary isn't a work of art. If Didion is a sort of paranoid seismograph registering the tremor of the next psychic quake, Conroy writes instead in blood on bandages. It's visceral. He's there in the Catholic ghetto of Clonard, where they built a wall every bit as ugly as Berlin's, except in Belfast both sides wanted that wall to separate the Christian sects. And still, every time another promise is betrayed, or another hunger striker dies in prison, the garbage bins bang, the petrol bombs fly, buses burn and bandit armies clash by night, and children are shot down on Springfield Road by plastic bullets, and this for Belfast is ordinary, business as bloody usual. It's gone on, of course, for almost 400 years, ever since England sought to subdue its vassal state of Ireland by dispossessing troublesome Catholics and planting the North instead with Scottish Presbyterians. After them, punctuated by potato famines, came Cromwell, William of Orange, the Siege of Londonderry, and the Industrial Revolution. If the English historian Macaulay made too much of Londonderry, the boozy Dublin poets made even more of the pitiful Irish Rebellion of Easter 1916, after which North and South were sundered. Before long, in grim Ulster, by 1970, we got an occupying English army and something very much like martial law. Searches without warrant, detention without trial, internment camps, and torture. About the only person in the world today who seems satisfied by the martyr-making machinery in place in Northern Ireland is that Cromwell in petticoats, Maggie Thatcher. But Conroy, who thinks the English should get out but fears a bloodbath if they do so, is impatient with history. His sympathies are personal and particular, not necessarily with the IRA, although he neglects conveniently to mention how many provos were terrorists trained in Libya, and finds excuses for their kneecapping of juvenile delinquents, and certainly not with Ian Paisley and his Protestant paramilitary gangsters, nor with the English Army and the Ulster Constabulary, who shoot at anything they don't understand. But his loyalty and devotion to his landlady and her Catholic neighbors on Springfield Road are absolute. In spite of everything, especially Thatcher, they've survived. To his own numbed surprise, so is Conroy. Although when a mob demands to know his religion in the middle of a riot, he has to keep his lapsed Catholicism secret. He says he is a Jew. In bloody Belfast, as perhaps nowhere else on earth, saying you're Jewish can save your life. Read this book and weep.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, and as a columnist for New York Newsday, he reviewed John Conroy's Belfast Diary, published by Beacon Press.